Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, Woo! Brought to you by Chase. Chris Paul has blown his fifth 2-0 series lead.
Here it comes, Key.
You see me put my head down,
here it comes, man.
Max said Chris Paul has, I said.
Wait, yep. Here's the best, just so people can know last night. So last night, I'm up watching a game, and I look at my phone. I usually put my phone on silent. I have like 4 or 5 different texts, right? And I look at it and I say, it says, Key Joseph Johnson. That's how he is in my phone, right? So I pulled up and Key says, damn. And for me, automatically, Key, without even thinking, I was like, damn.
Game wasn't over, though.
It was not even halftime. Oh,
it was over.
No,
they
were down at the time 44-45 when I said damn. Mm.
And I was just like, man, this ain't good.
44-45 points or 44-45?
But like, Key and I were going to come into work today having to try to find some way to defend the legacy of CP3. But you're going to bring up a lot of the facts.
No,
that are going to tell us to look.
But he has a tremendous legacy.
No, I'm saying they're valid. I'm not saying they're not valid.
You got to take the good with the bad and you shake it out and you see what comes out.
Yeah, but it's not good what comes out. Even though me as a hooper, I understand how he leads and how he plays. It's not good.
He also
and the fact that it was a game 7, he scored 10 points. Man, if he'd have gave me 32 in law, you know, it's just. The 10, it's like, damn.
Or 18 points with, 15 assists.
Yeah, 9 boards and 3 steals. You know, something, a stat line that made you go, well, he tried.
He lost his last 4 game 7s. I mean, this is what it comes to. The Stats Incredible is brought to you by My Computer Career, Training for a Better Life. This is the issue with, the number one stat for Bill Russell, who for the people who are like, forget the numbers, but they have their own numbers. He was the greatest player ever and everything, before MJ came around. It's because he played 21 deciding games in high school, college, amateurs and pros. 21 deciding games. 21 times it came down to, if you're 19-2 in those games, you're basically unbeatable. That's the greatest. He was 21-0 in deciding games. That means something. When it comes down to it, it means something.
No, it does. It does mean something, but that meaning something, you could characterize it or shape it a lot of different ways depending on how you want to create the narrative and make it look. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Yeah, facts can get in the way. There's no question about it. The facts are the facts. There's no denying the facts. The numbers are the numbers. But, as we do these exercises in sports, whether it's on TV, barbershop talk, normal conversations with the homies, you always come back to who does it remind you most of? And for me, it reminds me a lot of my friend Charles Barkley, meaning that he's done everything always the right way, except maybe throw a guy through a window here and there. But for the most part.
Who says that wasn't the right way? Depends
on
who
you exactly, led up right? to it. Yeah. Chuck would say it was the right way. But CP3 just, it's like he's snake bitten almost to the point where, like you said, game 7. He doesn't all of a sudden get to game 7 and his butt cheeks get so tight he can't shoot a BB out of them. It's not like that. It just happens that way. A kicker doesn't all of a sudden miss a chip shot when he's consistently made chip shots. It just happens that way. And in this situation with CP3 in game 7, it happened again. So I don't know what that is, but when I look at a basketball player's career that's done everything, basically, right, Jay? You guys, yep. Jay, he's done it all. Olympics, all the whole deal. Same as Barkley, except Barkley got the MVP.
Well, Key, here's the problem, right? Legacies are complex, and the good and the bad are part of the legacy. But what's going to happen to CP3 is that these little parts of bad outshine how incredible he's been, right? Like, the legacy is led the NBA in assists 5 times, steals record 6 times. Like, he'll finish top 5 in both those categories. 12 NBA All-Star teams, 10 All-NBA teams, 9 NBA All-Defensive teams, NBA Rookie of the Year. That's part of the legacy. But what we'll be talking about, unfortunately, which I hate for CP3, is key. All the visuals last night you saw of him holding his hand. You're starting to hear the stuff about the quad injury, right? That he was playing the quad injury the last three or four games. You'll go back to the Houston Rockets series in which they were up, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt. That's a big part of the legacy, Max, in which he can't stay healthy in those meaningful moments where you need him to be that guy.
And that may have something to do with his size, but I want to get back to something you just said. The reason that we even care whether or not he wins a championship is because of all those stats you said. He is one of the people we care about because of how incredible he is, right? But then it gets to a thing that Key, you've said many times, did he win a championship? If you ain't got the championship, right, then that means a lot to you. Same thing, you're a sports fan, not just an athlete. A lot of fans feel the same way. Now, I think Barkley's an interesting comparison because Barkley, when we saw Blake Griffin at first and however that turned out, and we saw Zion Williamson at first, we wonder, can a wide body power forward type guy ever really be the best? Like he got enough wiggle to get through, but not really like a two-way wing. He doesn't have the kind of passing ability that a point guard has. He's not a rim defender because of his height, really. Can that guy ever be the best player in the world? Charles Barkley was as good as you could possibly be for that kind of player. That kind of player wasn't good enough to win a championship given the era he played in, but every era is tough. CP3 is like when you watch him, you can't imagine a 6-foot point guard playing a more perfect point guard than that. But the question is, can that kind of player ever be the best player on a championship team? The answer so far has been no, like it was with Barkley. And in this case, Devin Booker was supposed, it's okay, he's older, Chris Paul, he's smaller, he got this killer Devin Booker with him. Nope, in the moment of truth, Luka sunned him. I mean, like, in the moment of truth?
Well, it wasn't Luka, something Jason Kidd's scheme.
Okay, but Luka also did whatever he wanted.
I understand, but I'm giving a lot of credit to the scheme because I feel like a lot of people just say, oh, Luka did it, but the scheme was really incredible about how they played and how they targeted CP3 and his lack of size. Like, here's the thing. Like, when people call me small, right, I'm like, okay, like, cool, Key. Like, I get it. Like, I'm 6'2". But, like, when I'm around Keyshawn Johnson's, in the big scheme of things, like, that looks small. CP3 on the court, when you're going against Luka, who's 6'7", 6'8", they're switching, they're getting the matchup on you. There's nothing you can do.
Jason Kidd had experience in Milwaukee where he tried to have everyone fight through every screen, as I recall. The defense is a little funky. He got that experience. He is showing out right now as a coach. By the way, is Chris Paul's window to win a championship closed, right? Because that's ultimately what we want to know. Here's Chris Paul on that very topic.
Did it hit you a little harder when the buzzer is a lost opportunity?
Not at all. They said that last year. Probably said it back in 08. You know, you play long enough and you don't win. Every time you lose, they're going to say it was your best chance. But I think for me, us, is we'll be right back next year. I'll tell you that much. I'm not retiring tomorrow. Thank God. You know, hopefully I'm healthy, come back, but keep playing.
You know, it's interesting to hear him say that versus what Giannis said after his loss to the Celtics is just different. You know, Chris, I understand what he's saying because he's going to fight to try to, like hell, to get back to in the same position next year. And they very well could be in the same position. But the West is going to get better, okay? The Lakers are going to get better. The Clippers are going to get better. Minnesota is there. Memphis is there. So it's just going to get better. Denver, Utah, so on and so on. You know, you talk about the Pelicans. Things are going to get better. If it was me, Jay, I would have been sitting up there. Crave had to bring me 5 boxes of tissue because you got to be realistic in these situations. The window probably has closed for CP3. I just hate to say it.
Maybe as the best or second best player on the team, but both Jason Kidd and Gary Payton got championships by catching on and being contributors on teams where they were no longer
But we're talking about, Max, this team. We ain't talking about all of a sudden 2 years from now him going to join the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
We're talking about like
I agree. Right, it means something different. I agree.
Now.
It Guys, means something know, different than Isaiah Thomas here, who did it in
here's
his prime.
The we're going to focus a lot on CP3 today, but I don't remember CP3's name being mentioned in the same sentence as Kobe Bryant last year. So Devin Booker, I get the conversations around CP3, but Devin Booker did not deliver when you needed the best player on the best team all year to come through. I understand a lot of conversation will be about the legacy of CP3, but this is a big knock to Devin Booker at home in this kind of game where Luka and him were barking back and forth, and Luka definitely got the best of him two games in a row.
You can't just smell like Kobe. You can't give us a feeling
and
of Kobe. You
got
to come through in those games.
Kobe. Yeah. Other players did, but damn, D-Book.
Who is the best player left in the playoffs? Is it Luka? Is it Jason Tatum? Is it Steph? Who is it? Call in 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me we're in the Twilight Zone and that game didn't really actually happen. Because what in the world happened to Phoenix?
Luka Doncic, and you're seeing a guy with talent that really is unaffected by anything in front of him. It's just an incredible thing to watch.
Luka hesitates, dribbles to his left, shoots for three, and hits again. Luka Doncic.
For me, it seemed like trash talking. It gets me going. It's even before the game won, you know, nobody picked us. So it was motivational for us.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. Who is the best player left in these playoffs? Is it Luka? Is it Steph? Is it Tatum? What about Jimmy Butler? You say whatever you want about Jimmy Butler, but he seems to be around this time of year as the best player on his team. This seems to be a kind of annual event. 888-SAY-ESPN. What's up, Key?
I said at least it's been that way.
Been that way recently. 888-729-3776. Eugene in Memphis. Who's the best player left in the playoffs, Eugene?
Hey, man, it's got to be Luka, no doubt, man. He can do it all. And one thing about it, Max, you said something earlier. Luka knows, and everybody else knows, that he's a problem. He's a problem out there.
Yeah, guys.
And he can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it.
He does have that sense. He steps on the court. He believes, and so do others, that he's the best player on the floor.
Even that step back that he has, you're going to see it right now at over 8. I mean, he understands how to use his body, man.
Yeah.
Like, degree of difficulty for each shot is like a 10.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to you earlier, Jay. I'm like, he ain't, you know how Joker big, but everything just looks so ugh.
Looks so different.
It don't look like that. Luka putting dudes in a popcorn machine, making them fall, all type of crazy
stuff. All day.
Stuff.
And you know what it's also seemed to me, and maybe you can credit Kid for this too, after the first two games, it's like Luka does a lot of that James Harden stuff, but the other guys are cold just watching him. Then it looked like he made the conscious decision, I'm going to be more of a facilitator for a couple games.
Yep.
It seemed to work.
Eugene in Memphis, what you got for us?
Well, that was Eugene.
Oh, that was Eugene.
This is Matthew in Virginia.
Hi, can you hear me?
Gotcha. Who is this, Eugene or Matthew?
No, it's Matthew.
Eugene, go, man.
Good. Matthew in Virginia.
Right now in the playoffs, I think Jimmy Butler is the best player. He looks in the same form as when he willed Miami to the finals in the bubble. And I don't think he's slowing down. I think he's about to do the same thing.
Yeah, man. Dude put on a performance in Philly. In Philly, got it done. Game six.
You know how we talk about big-time players show up in big-time games? That's what Jimmy Butler's been able to do. And I think a lot of people don't give him the necessary credit for whatever reason, because he does it a different way. It's not always going to be 30 points. It might be 19 one time. It may be less than that. But they figure out how to win by his energy, his leadership. And, you know, whether they win the championship or not, I don't know. But I know one thing. He certainly headed that in that direction.
It's methodical. It doesn't jump off the page.
But it's
the
also
same way
distance traveled, right? Jimmy Butler gets into the league. He's a defensive stopper who doesn't score a lot of points. Then he's a 20-point a game guy. Like, he took step by step by step. And so I think we just all have in our heads the ceiling. There's a ceiling for him. Whereas other guys, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, there's no ceiling. Sky's the limit. For some reason, but Jimmy Butler doesn't put a ceiling on himself, I don't think. Christopher in Florida, who's the best player left in the playoffs?
You said it. It's Jimmy B. And then we keep talking about his low scoring. He's been putting up 40 to like three, even in the loss, like Keyshawn mentioned with Chris Paul. He didn't even hide in the loss. He put up like 40 so. It's Jimmy B.
Yeah, he one of them dudes, though, man, that you rock with, that it's like, I just like him. First of all, I like his look. I just like that is like a grimy, I'm down with it type look, and I'm a baller at the same time. He fits right in down in South Miami 100%.
Seth.
Hold on. We have mentioned three guys. We have had three callers mention three different players. We've talked about Luka. We've talked about Tatum. How has nobody mentioned the only guy left in the playoffs that's won
no
three
finals
titles
MVPs, brother.
And two MVPs?
No finals MVPs.
But he's still the best player. Neither
best,
is Luka.
Best player
neither
when
is Tatum.
When they
neither
needed
is Jimmy
it was Klay
Butler.
Thompson.
I was going to get there. I was
None
gonna
of them
get
have
there.
Won finals MVP.
No, I was going to get there. But I wanted Max them to, you know, yeah. I was going to get there. Don't worry. I was going to get
who was the biggest
the caller,
player?
Wait, I'll tell you, Evan.
But I didn't want to poo-poo. But I didn't want to poo-poo Jay when Jay early on the show first came out with Luka. I just didn't want to. I wanted to let Jay's the NBA expert, so I never want to go against a guy that actually knows.
Who's the last world champion that won an NBA championship that lost by 50-plus points in the game or were down by 55 points in the game? I don't think it's ever happened.
Oh, I see. You're referring to game five between the Grizzlies
I've never,
and the...
I've never seen a world champion be down 50.
Another question, Jay. Who was the best player on the floor in game seven?
Yeah, but y'all got to stop, though,
mean?
Man. Y'all got to stop.
No?
Because y'all got to stop, though.
It wasn't Steph. And by the way, they didn't have Ja on the other team. Who's
yeah,
the
but
best
y'all
player?
Trying to create a crime against Steph Curry now. Y'all need to stop.
I'm not, guys. I'm counting all the evidence, not just the good stuff.
I think Steph has
been
good.
You're trying to illegally prosecute this dude.
I'm not going with the whole game seven
strike
thing.
Strike that from the record.
I think Steph has been good. I don't think Steph has been great in these playoffs yet.
Yeah,
we haven't seen it. Now, it could happen, but I think Luka's been great in these playoffs.
Seth
and Luka's had, but... Yeah. But Luka's had to be great.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not saying whether you have to or whether you don't have
no,
to.
No, you know what? Hold on, Seth from Illinois. Key, you bring up a legitimate point here. Steph Curry creates the kind of environment on the team where he doesn't need to be the hero or play hero ball because the ball moves. Everyone's involved. He's creating space with the long-distance shooting. He's a little dude, too, so the expectations are a little different than Jason Tatum and even a guy like Butler who's like 6'6", you know, that type of dude, 6'5", and you know, not to mention Luka, Tatum, these are taller guys. So that's legit about Steph. He creates that whole thing. You know, on the other hand, when you need him to be the best player in a series deep in the playoffs, he sometimes has not been able to do that.
Well, man, he was the best player of the year. He didn't win the MVP. Stop, Max.
Not in the finals.
Oh, God, stop, man.
LeBron
Jay,
was
get
so
this
much
dude,
better.
Man.
I don't know where he's going. I can't.
What do you mean?
Get
I'm going.
This dude, man.
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about, but you feel like it's unfair to Steph. But in what way
how
is it unfair?
How am I saying it's unfair to Steph?
Okay.
What are you trying to argue when it comes to Steph?
I'm not trying to do anything.
I don't know. We're not going
to
argue.
I'm saying you have to count the good with the bad. The good is
so you're saying he's not the best player?
In the playoffs right now?
Yes.
No, clearly not.
I don't think he is either.
Right.
Not right now. I think,
all right, let's grab
Steph real quick. I think Luka's playing the best. Once again, playing the best.
Okay, that's legitimate too. That's legitimate too. You know, then you get a guy like Jimmy Butler who seems to play really well deep in playoffs a lot. That adds to his value, right? Then guys who don't play their very best this time of year, Chris Paul, that kind of diminishes the value a little.
The best player, I mean, the best resume in this whole thing is Stephen Curry. There's no
Clearly,
doubt about
obviously.
It.
Obviously, okay. Been around longer. Okay. Seth in Illinois.
Yes, sir. How's it going, fellas?
What's up,
What's
man?
Happening?
I got to say the best player, hands down, right now is Luka, but I think he's one all-star away from getting a ring. I don't think they can win the next two series. They might win the West, but I don't know if they can beat Boston in the East. That's just my opinion. I think they need another All-Star, but he's the best player right now in the NBA or in the playoffs.
So that is such a great point because I think that is the next step that we're going to save for guys like Luka and guys like Jimmy, right? Like, when you look at Jimmy, you talk about like that cap, that ceiling. My question I've always had for Jimmy, and he's gotten close, and I've said this down on West Palm Radio before as well. Can he get you? He can get you there, but can he get you over that hump to win a world championship? We're going to find out for Jimmy Butler, right? Who else is going to step up? It feels like Luka, he can get you there. I would give Luka probably a higher percentage in my mind about getting you over the hump than Jimmy Butler because of how he affects the game. But ultimately, will we be talking about them being one player away?
Yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. even, you know?
You say Luka, I say Jimmy Butler because people like Tyler Hero all of a sudden could get hot, Jay, in one game. Mm-hmm. Who's the one guy on the Dallas Mavs that you feel like?
Well, Spencer Dinwiddie got hot last night.
Yeah, he did. He sure
did. No, but I mean, he got hot last night, but I mean, like, Tyler Hero did it more times.
Jalen Brunson got hot, though, too.
Yeah, like, so
I'm seeing
this
him
is
do
why
it.
This is why Jason Kidd, I think, deserves credit for it. Seemed to me an adjustment was made after the first two games. Luka, get your guys involved more because then they'll show up for you when you need them. And that started to happen. And now the question is, can those guys be there for him to the level that Jimmy Butler's team, who, you know, or some a team like that, because maybe they have more talent, right? Yeah. Because they've been playing that way all year.
But also, they won the game on their defense. I'm just going to say this because everybody's going to talk about Luka scoring. There is one clip, go find it on the internet, of Jason Kidd literally yelling his team through an entire defensive possession. They had it last night on the broadcast. And you look at the sense of urgency of how they were playing every pick and roll, how they stay home on Devin Booker. They will need that same sense of urgency against the Warriors, or I think the Warriors are going to win in six.
Can Kyle Lowry get hot, right? Can
he come back and play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so when you start to look at certain things, I just feel like Miami and Jimmy Butler could eventually wind up in the championship. Didn't say they would, but
Derek in Detroit. Who's the best player left in the playoffs?
Definitely Steph Curry. I mean, listen, I heard you guys talk about Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum is definitely probably the best two-way player. We can move on to Luka. Luka has the most potential to be I could say probably the most dominant, but the overall, the attention that is required to keep Steph, to minimize the damage he could do is not even comparable to the other two. The other two probably going to have some help defenders coming off the screens or whatever, but Steph is always going to have six eyes on him at all times. Because they cannot let him go off. And the reason he may not have the numbers, Max.
No, it's legit what you're saying. Whatever, it affects the game.
The attention that he has on him throughout the game is like no other.
Yep.
That was my point. I think Stephen Curry is the best player, but I don't think he's playing the best.
But Derek's point is, even if it doesn't look like Steph is playing the best, the attention he draws allows others to play well.
Sure,
right?
And the attention that Luka draws allows others to play well.
I thought the best point he made just now, guys, is Tatum is a two-way player. To me, that's the big untold story is it's not just that he's affecting the offensive side. Tatum's playing defense. Luka's a terrible defender. Tatum has become a very good defender.
Well, now you have best of the two-way defenders on the same team. Like, don't sleep on Jaylen Brown.
Two-way wings, man.
I mean, and they're going to have their hands full with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. That's the matchup.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. So where is Jason Tatum among the players left in the NBA playoffs?
Boston then stuck out their arm, led by double digits at the break. Never looked back.
Tatum, wing left three.
Another one! Tatum's 5 from 5 for downtown.
It was a team effort. I mean, everybody chipped in.
Pritchard, step back three, right angle. Good, good, good. Peyton Pritchard.
Just looking forward to it, you know, excited being back in this position and, you know, trying to get over this hump.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is the best player left in these playoffs? Who better to ask than a man who's covering everything? Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider. Windy, who's the best player left in these playoffs?
Guys, if you're not on the Luka Doncic train, it's leaving the station.
Mm.
And this is a guy who you may not think he has the playoff resume, but look in Europe, look what he did with the Slovenian national team. I know this is going to make people roll their eyes. Last summer, he led the Slovenian national team to a win in Lithuania over the Lithuanians to qualify for the Olympics, one of the most impressive wins in international basketball in years. This guy's a killer. And I don't know if his team is going to be able to deliver the way they did yesterday on a regular basis, and I certainly respect the Warriors. How can you not? Who's guarding him? Who's guarding him, guys? Luka Doncic is a force. He's going to be a force for the next decade, and he has arrived now. He is earlier than we thought. Look out. This is about to be Luka Doncic's league.
Wendy, I'm curious, where do you have Jason Tatum on that list? Because I know Stephen Curry. I know Luka Doncic. Now I've seen Jason Tatum bring this team back to the Eastern Conference Finals once again. Where is he on your pecking order of NBA greats?
Well, you're hitting me in a soft spot here because I am a massive believer in Jason Tatum. I have been a huge believer in his future ever since the 2018 Conference Finals when he was a rookie, where he was arguably the Celtics' best player at that point. I spent 3 weeks with him in China in the World Championships. I spent 2 weeks with him in Tokyo. I know his game very well. When he was, you know, hoisting contested shots and the Celtics were under 500 at the beginning of the season, I was extremely disappointed in him. I was extremely impressed with him when he was arguably the first or second best player in the whole NBA, certainly one of the best in the East over the last 2 months of the season. I had him fifth on my MVP ballot. I had him on my All-NBA team. And I sat here over the last 2 weeks and watched and covered this series with the Celtics and Milwaukee. And I'm going to tell you, he saved the Celtics season with his 46-point performance in Game 6, one of the all-time great efforts by a Celtic player in a playoff game. That's right. I didn't stutter on that. That's what I said. He is awesome. They are awesome. In my mind, they are probably my favorite to win the title right now, but it's narrow. It's close. So I'm a big believer in Jason Tatum as well. But he's not Luka. With all due respect, he's not Luka.
I agree with you on that one. Wendy, I was going to say, I think one of the most understated stories that isn't being told enough right now was only a year ago, man, where Danny Ainge was in Boston. He leaves. Brad Stevens goes to the front office. They hire Ime Udoka. You know, the fact that this organization has been able to pivot so quickly and now have this level of success, what does that say about how you view this organization?
Jay, I think that Brad Stevens' performance in his first year as team president has been absolutely spectacular, and it's underrated. He does an Al Horford trade. That is a brilliant trade. Completely changed the way that their team was made up. You mentioned the hiring of Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka looks like he could potentially be a coaching star. And by the way, rode with them early in the season when Ime was kind of ripping his team night in and night out, and they were really struggling. Then at the trade deadline, where your you know competency as an executive is tested extremely, he does a Derek White trade. Derek White was a difference-making player in this series, and Daniel Theis, which is a small deal, but when Robert Williams goes out, they have another guy who they can trust to put in there. Brad Stevens' performance has been awesome, and it's one of the big reasons why the Celtics are heading into the conference finals.
Wendy, who wins it all, though? Let me know right now who wins it all early.
Well, I mean, you know, Key, you're going to have trouble getting predictions out of me because I would have predicted that the Suns would have won yesterday. But right now, I'm extremely impressed with the Celtics. The series they just won with the Bucks. What Giannis just threw at Boston, Giannis had one of the greatest all-time series in NBA history. This is a guy who already has a Finals MVP. His statistics in this series against the Celtics were comparable to what Jerry West did in 1969 against the Lakers when he famously won the Finals MVP as the loser in the finals. And you can say, well, how could you possibly say that about a second-round series? Well, I've covered numerous finals that haven't been as competitive as the series I just covered, the lopsidedness of Game 7 notwithstanding. And I've, you know, the force that Giannis is playing with, it resembles the force that I've always seen LeBron play with. You know, I've seen LeBron put up incredible series and have to go home. And the Celtics handled it. They handled it and pushed back on it. They are fortunate that Chris Middleton wasn't playing. If Middleton was playing, I believe I'd be talking about the Bucks as championship favorites.
Wendy, what the hell happened to the Suns yesterday? I mean, any basketball expert that could have told you they would have picked Dallas to win, you would have probably said, okay, probably not. But yet alone to get blown out that way at home in a game 7, what is that? What are your thoughts?
Jay, if Luka had gone in and scored 50 points and an all-time potentially great player went in and beat a good team, that's NBA. That's why we watch the playoffs. And by the way, Luka might have scored 50. He scored 35 in 30 minutes. That I can would have understood. I cannot explain the Suns' performance. I spent a lot of time around them this season. I was there when the Robert Sarver story came out. I was there in midseason when they played big games. I covered their first-round series against the New Orleans Pelicans. They were one of the most focused teams I've ever covered. They were one of the most clutch teams in NBA history when you look at the numbers. They had some flaws, and certainly the series against New Orleans showed how they struggle with size on the perimeter, and that portended a few things that were going to happen against Dallas. But Chris Paul went 14-14 in the closeout game on the road in that series. They have one of the best motivating coaches, arguably one of the best coaches in the league, the coach of the year. Absolutely flabbergasted at the lopsided nature of that game. And, you know, there may have been some things going on internally. Monty Williams touched on it, explaining why he cut DeAndre Ayton's minutes, just said it was an internal decision. Chris Paul may have had a bit of a quad injury. It doesn't explain how you scored 27 points in the first half of a game seven on your home court. Not that team. It's one of the more stunning results I've ever seen.
It's nuts. I mean, the Celtics-Bucks, you could at least describe it to if the Bucks are defending, you know, the paint, then they're going to give up some threes in a three-point era. If it starts to fall, you can get lopsided scores, but the way the Mavs just did the Suns at home in Game 7, I don't think you could just describe it to, like, oh, this three-point era and wild differences. They look like they didn't show up.
Hey, Wendy, real quick, what do you think they're going to do with Ayton?
I mean, there are teams out there who are thinking that they might have a shot at him, that they could try to throw a big offer at him, either through a sign-in trade or whatnot. Robert Sarver actually had his first interview that was published over the weekend in a year. And in that interview with the Basketball News, he said he was prepared to pay the luxury tax. Devin Booker is going to make All-NBA and therefore is going to get offered a Supermax contract. I expect him to sign it. Cam Johnson is due a contract extension. Mikal Bridges' extension kicks on. There is a lot of money on these Phoenix Suns books. Robert Sarver, in the past, has pulled back on spending. Last year, DeAndre Ayton, at the beginning of the season, they couldn't come anywhere close to a contract negotiation. So, let's see. I think, you know, they control him because he's restricted, but it is a question about whether Robert Sarver is going to the wall for a player who, in Game 7, his coach only played 17 minutes.
I wonder if that had something to do with what's happening internally. I wonder. Cheap owner, man. It's tough to win with a cheap owner. Thank you very much, Wendy, as always.
All right, Wendy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Barbasol. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol shaving cream. And for a limited time only, capture your Barbasol Jurassic World collector cans before they're gone. You heard Wendy's answer. What about you? Wendy said emphatically, Doncic. But I think callers made a good point. What about the two-way nature, the defense with Tatum, not just the offense? What about Steph's resume? Who's the best player left in the playoffs?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I said yesterday this was a legacy moment for Ja Morant coming up. And I'm telling you guys, last night it was block office.
Oh, he was ridiculously block office.
He was block office. You know what, right, Key?
Block office, Jay.
He just combined block buster and box office.
Yes.
Jordan Poole on skates. Oh, Lord.
Jay, I have no idea what block office is. That must be Duke English or something. But
block buster. What? I said block office.
Yeah, you said you took box office and block buster.
You didn't even realize you said block office. I said it again, and you talk about, yeah, he was dealing and willing.
I'm coming in hot.
Block office.
I'm sorry. Yo, man.
They got four block office.
I've been messing some stuff up early in the morning now, I'll tell you.
You got four block office players or box buster, if you prefer.
Box buster.
Box buster. Box buster players. Block office players.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Yeah. That's a company maybe that didn't pivot well enough with the changing.
Man, we'd be making up some words on this show at 6
in the
morning.
Whoever was in early got out rich. That's all I know. Damn what happened in the end. They got their money. Right,
you gonna
crypto?
You're going to get a new word every morning here on
Shibagle.
This show. Yeah.
Shibagle. Also Shibagle.
Shibagle.
I don't know if those are the same.
Perift. Checking out the cheeks.
Perift.
Perift works.
You checking out the cheeks.
I don't do my brain. Let me do my brain.
Let me do my brain is the best one ever. All time.
You checking out the cheeks.
Hold on. Let me.
Thank you, Jordan.
He was in the middle of thinking about something, and we were pressing him for like an answer on it, like a quarterbacks or something, list or something. He goes, well, let me do my brain real quick.
Quarterback.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundled today at Progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who's the best player left in the playoffs? Look, seems to be the best player on each team. Is it Tatum? Is it Doncic? Is it Jimmy Butler? Is it Steph Curry? Right? That's basically what we're talking about here.
Yes.
Nate in Alabama, who is it?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, what to do?
What
the best player left in the playoffs is Jason Tatum. It's only room for one light-skinned killer, and Steph Curry, his days are over. It's Jason Tatum. We seen what he did to KD and Kyrie. We seen what he did to Giannis. Jimmy Butler and the Heat might get gentlemen swept. They'll be lucky to win one game. It's Jason Tatum time, but Luka is a tough second. Luka hard.
That's a real light-skinned killer. Really light-skinned.
I was going to say, all Luka's got to do is go lay out in the sun in Dallas. He'll be – get a little tan on him.
Light skin killer.
Yeah, he'd be
Devin
a
Booker,
light skin
Steph.
Killer.
Yeah.
In the racial draft, do you think Luka's getting drafted?
Listen. We'd be doing that, though, Key.
First overall. We'll make, hey, look.
See, we make some, we'll make figure some crazy out. Lists in our community now. We'll be doing it.
Hey, we'll figure out what race he is, right? We're like, well, you know, his mom was this, his dad was
he's
that.
He's Eastern European, but he's far enough east that he's swarthy enough. Right, that
because
we'll
of the sun, it makes him a little darker. He's swag.
Listen, here's the thing about Tatum. I'll say it again, guys. Tatum has turned himself into a two-way player, and I know it's never as sexy as the dude who can control the whole game offensively like Luka. Luka's a defensive liability. My pick is Luka, just to let you know. But I think if you want to argue Tatum, his offense is ridiculous, and he's an excellent defensive player. He's far from a liability.
Well,
Luka certainly is your pick, but I would say the reason Luka's your pick because he has to do it. If he doesn't do it,
right?
Unlike Steph is kind of discounted because he's got so many other players that he makes great around him based on his shooting ability. They get the floor spacing because people got to run to him and all that sort of stuff. So he would be mine.
It's a five-on-five game. You're right. You could argue.
If you look, as a guy, I am biased, obviously, towards lead guards that can score prolific points. I'm going to give that a lot of check marks, right? But if you're looking at it realistically as a true basketball guy, Jason Tatum, when he locked up KD, right, like wings that do it on both ends and is a prolific scorer, whereas at times, let's be real, Key, Luka's defense has been ass.
His defense has
been
awful.
It's been booty sometimes.
His defense has been awful.
Horrible. He's just on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we call him, Jay, just big. You're just big in the way. Get out
the way.
He'd
be saving all of it for the offensive end.
They run that offense right at Luka when they can.
That's who I am.
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line about Tatum, too. You just saw him get past KD, get past Giannis. If he keeps getting past people, eventually, by the end of, like right now, I would say you put your finger in the wind, it's Luka's the best player left. But by the end of these playoffs, everyone might be saying Tatum.
Well, that's why we said at the beginning of this whole thing, before the playoffs even started on this show, we said that Jason Tatum will have to take his seat at the table of greats. You have to go through KD. He did it. You have to go through Giannis. He's done it. You got to go through Jimmy Butler now at the last stretch on the line. It's like that battle for one inch key to get into the end zone. It's going to be a bloody
crawl. He's bringing Adebayo and everyone with him.
And then you have to go through Steph or you have to go through Luka. So it's,
well, let's see. Well, let's see what Sean in D.C. think who he has to go through.
Sean in D.C., who's the best player left in the playoffs?
Fellas, I'm going to say the best player in the game is right now is Jimmy Buckets. You can't be the best player when you have a team just pointing at you and going right at you. If it was Luka, if he was doing something on the defensive end, I would say that.
I hear that.
But also, Jason Tatum, also, like you say, he phased out sometimes when Jimmy got his other guys coming with him. You got to come. You're not going to call Jimmy out on the defensive end. He's not going to let you call anybody else out on the team. They all coming with Jimmy. So I want to know if Jason and Luka can bring them other guys with them. Because you come to the party by yourself and get into a fight with more than one dude, you're going to lose.
It's a good argument.
It's a great point. I mean, Tyler Hero, Bam. I mean, but Jimmy Butler has carried this team. I can't be mad at you for that argument. He's right there.
If someone wants to say to take it away from Luka a little bit based on the defense, I can't really
argue that.
He's not just like an okay defender. He's a bad defender.
I mean, where is Steph as a defender?
But he tries, he just showed up.
That's what I'm saying, though. But wait, this brings it into it. Like, people are like, oh, if you're.
No, he show up in spurts, though, Jay. Mm-hmm.
Not in the same way Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum.
I agree.
In the, what was it, game five, I think it was? In the game five in Memphis, he showed up.
But we're so in love with offense that guys like Steph and Luka are easy to say they're the best. The harder guys are guys like, well, Tatum's easy, too, because of the offense. Guys like Butler or Kawhi or real two-way rugged defenders who can also play offense, but their offense is not as special. We discount those dudes, but probably we shouldn't.
I'm doing a show next week from Boston because I'm going to see these games.
Best player left in the playoffs. They've finally found his regular season form. That's next on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.